like a dollhouse, and more like just what it was, a little three-room cottage that had been hauled out from Denver. It was propped up on four cribs of mover's timbers and sat at the corner of an unfenced quarter section of barren prairie land. The chimney was broken off at the roof, and most of the windows were smashed. When we turned off the wagon road, a jackrabbit leaped out from under the house and raced away through the clumps of cactus and soapweed. But it was going to be our ranch. It looked all right to me. Father and mother didn't say a word, but when I looked up, the bunches of muscles at the sides of Father's jaws were working out and in. They always did that when he was trying not to get mad. Mother's face was as white as Hal's stocking cap, and her eyes looked as though she were going to cry, but she didn't. After Father tied Prince and helped Mother out of the buggy, he held me up so I could look in one of the windows. There wasn't much to see, except that the floor was covered with broken glass and plaster that had fallen off the walls and ceiling. While I was still looking in the window, Mother said,
"Charlie, I don't see how in the world we can do it. With only $387, I thought, of course, there'd be a good building and stock and machinery on it. We've got a lot of planning to do."
Her voice sounded hoarse and seemed to be coming from way down in her throat. Father didn't say anything until he had stood me down and taken Hal from Mother. Then he put his arm around her shoulder and hugged her up against him. Father was real tall, but slim, and Mother's head fitted under his chin.
"There's only one thing to plan about, Mame. That's getting tickets home, while we've still got the money. I won't have you live in any such godforsaken place as this."
They stood that way for 2 or 3 minutes, while Father's hand patted up and down on Mother's shoulder. There wasn't a sound except that dry little cough that Father had then. When Mother lifted her head, her lips were pressed tightly together, and her voice wasn't trembly anymore.
"The Bible says, 'Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.' The hand of God has led us here. We have set our shoulders to the wheel, and we will not turn back."
The next 2 days were not good ones for me. We stayed right in the hotel room, and Father was away from early in the morning until long after dark. There was nothing for us children to do, and I guess we made Mother nervous. Grace and I had 2 or 3 squabbles. She was the oldest, nearly 2 years older, and always smarter than I, and I always got the spankings. When Father came in that second night, Mother said,
"Ralph can neither stay out of mischief himself, nor let any of the others. I declare, I shall go frantic if I have to keep him cooped up in this little room another day."
Father didn't scold me at all, though. He just put his arm around Mother's shoulder and said,
"There, there, Mame. I know how hard it is for all of you. We'll get out of here just as soon as we can."
The next morning, I went with Father, and we got a team of horses and a wagon and harness. They were all kind of old and second-hand, but they were ours, and I was proud of them. Father let me name the horses. I called the white one Bill, and the other one Nig. We got up before daylight every morning for the next 2 weeks, Sunday and all. First, we'd pick up any of the bargains Mother had found for the house, then buy second-hand lumber, plaster, glass, and the other things we needed on our way out to the ranch. And Father would never stop working till it was so dark he couldn't see to drive a nail. He got a man to come and help him dig the well, and some days Cousin Phil drove out and worked on the barn with us. It just had 3 sides and a corrugated iron roof. By Thursday night, the barn was all finished, and Father had built a new chimney, patched the places where the plaster had fallen off, put glass in all of the windows, and made front and back steps for the house. My part of the job was to sweep up all the broken glass and plaster and pile up the little pieces of board beside the back steps. There was nothing left to build but the privy. It was just 5 o'clock when Father and I drove up to the depot platform Friday morning. After the baggage...